This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind for another hour of, can we call this broadcast excellence without being too prideful? Is that okay?
No, it's okay.
All right. Yeah, we're borrowing it from the great Rush Limbaugh, so it's another hour of broadcast excellence. I feel like we scratched the surface on critical race theory, and it's not something that we can, I do want to know your definition of it, but to me, it's obvious racism. It's obvious racism. But we're going to spend some more time talking about that. I also want to talk about the whole equity diversity thing as well, because these terms in the hard left get be used in really sinister ways. Who isn't for diversity? Who isn't for equity? I mean, you want people, you know, again, we're all created in the image and likeness of God. That's the ultimate equity. That's the ultimate diversity.
I believe I learned that in elementary school watching and reading the works of Martin Luther King Jr.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly right. A pastor with my dad.
Yeah, we got it. That's where we were anyway.
This hour of the program brought to you by friends at Action Movers. Man, have they got a deal right now. They have got a deal of deals, my friends. Now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. Lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour. You get two men and a truck. All you do is mention Scott. So it's not only the lowest local move rate, but it's the best movers in the state. There's the key. Professionally trained, background checked. Action Movers is North Dakota's best moving company and has been since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call them. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott and you got the deal. Okay? Simple as that. They bring you this hour of the program. One quick call, and then I'm going to introduce our next guest. Mark in Bismarck has been waiting to weigh in on this. I'm sorry, Steve first. Steve in Minnesota on the last hour topic. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, Scott, on reparations, I just wanted to say that a longtime listener. But anyway, I was a union worker, an electrician. And a lot of times when a job would wind down, that they'd start laying people off, and there were a lot of, not a lot, but there were a quota that the company wanted to keep of black people and women on the job, so they would get to go to the next job this company had to go. And I don't want to plead victimization here in any way, but that's just kind of how it works. But with reparations now, the people that feel guilt, and I'm a white guy, a lot of my ancestry came from Sweden and England and Germany and wherever, kind of a mutt. But the people that want to pay reparations, that they have guilt in their heart, that they should dig really deep. They should get their wallets out. They should get their checkbooks out and go get a second job or whatever. Dig really deep and just write a check, you know, just pony up, you know, if you feel guilt. I don't feel any guilt. And I mean, I work for a living and,
but I think what you described, first of all, good idea on reparations. You know, if you feel the guilt, if you feel like there's something to atone for, you know what? Yeah, like you say, get a second job and start writing checks. But what you described on the job site is racism. Because if I'm an employer and I have people on a job and the job is winding down and now we've got to decide what the next job is, I'm going to say keep the 10 best people. They're going to start the next job really well. I'm not going to look at the color of their skin. I'm not going to look at their gender. And if I do, I'm racist. I've now become racist. So, you know, great example, Steve. Great, great example. Let me get you Mark and Bismarck real quick. And then we'll go to our next guest on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I think you already know about this, Scott, and I'd like to have Kirsten ask what her opinion is of the man, the black gentleman that was brought into Walker Junior High a while back, and one of the teachers there said that he more or less spent the time he was there telling them how they need to be less white.
Exactly. And
I'd like to know who hired him, why they hired him, and who paid him.
Now, I think that decision was all made by the Bismarck School District. We've asked repeatedly for the superintendent, for the person in charge from the Bismarck School District to come on. They refused to do it, probably because it wasn't defensible to hire this person, given his background, his ties to the 1619 Project, what we heard from teachers that he did say. So I think that's less on Kirsten Baszler and more on the superintendent in Bismarck, but it's worth asking her, and when she comes back on, we will ask her for sure. Okay, Mark?
Okay, thanks.
Great point, though. We should do that. Let me introduce our next guest, who's going to talk about some of recent legislation that was passed in the state legislature related to the Legacy Fund and being more purposeful about finding projects in North Dakota that would fit the model. Why wouldn't we invest in North Dakota? There's lower risk here probably than anything. And Greg Devine is the CEO of Emerging Prairie, and they have a little project tomorrow that they're going to be talking about, a project they're working on that's a grand farm, so I want to ask them about that too. Pull that mic nice and close to you, sir, and say hello to our audience. Greg Devine, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners across the region.
I want to talk a little bit about the Legacy Fund investments in North Dakota and the legislative change. What does it mean? What should folks know about that change?
My understanding of House Bill 1425 is that it allows the State Investment Board of North Dakota to take a percentage of the principal of the Legacy Fund and hire a fund manager, which they've done, to invest in opportunities in North Dakota. So when you think about a portfolio of investments, there's different types of investments in this. This is really about utilizing 3% of the principal of the Legacy Fund to be in equity, at-risk, higher-risk investment opportunities that will focus on opportunities that are in the state of North Dakota.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Because there's a lot of money in that fund, and a lot of it is invested all over the globe at the direction, I guess, of the State Investment Board, right? Now it just says, let's add some tenants here that say, let's invest in North Dakota project with criteria, with guidance from the State Investment Board, which is led by Brent Sanford, our lieutenant governor, and other elected officials, making those decisions. Just seems to make perfect sense. Glad we did it.
Yeah, I know when it was introduced to me through Insurance Commissioner John Gottfried a little over a year ago, I was really excited. At our team at Emerging Prairie, one of the things that we hear from entrepreneurs and is statistically sound is that we're one of the most capital-starved states in the United States. In 2019, there was a study of the top venture funds in each state. And North Dakota was one of two states that got not available. So when organizations are looking to scale with venture capital, and this is higher risk capital formation, this is types of funds that banks aren't interested in, a lot of individual investors aren't interested in.
Let me just inject here. A guy by the name of Mark Zuckerberg had an idea when he was in college to say, you know, I think if we have faces out there so you can see who else is in college and then do this, it was an idea a bank would have laughed him out of the place with.
Yeah.
Right? And so he needed, you know, that venture capital, that sort of let's take a risk on this, and then it pays off huge. I mean, it's right. I mean, that's the kind of things you're talking about.
And
an idea that isn't
these
bankable.
These are high risk. Generally, they're technology that have strong abilities to scale, solve big problems, but there's a level of risk that investor is aware of.
So when you say we're capital starved, we don't have people looking for deals in North Dakota who want to invest in things like that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, we don't have this type of organized capital. There's not a venture capital firm currently in the state of North Dakota. And I think there's wisdom in what the State Investment Board and the legislature have done. They've said, we have this legacy fund, this tremendous amount of resources that was generated through innovation and technology in the Bakken. And they've said, hey, let's be wise. Let's not just invest our money across the state, a country, across the nation, but let's take our at-risk portfolio portion, 3%, and put it into opportunities to scale organizations. And when I think about investing opportunities that we've missed in North Dakota, I sure would have loved to have been an investor in Aldevron. I think the people that took a risk on Michael Chambers and John Ballantyne's organization, they've done well both on an impact as their involvement in the COVID vaccine, and from a financial point of view. Dots Pretzels. God, I would have loved to have been, you know, around the dinner table in Belleville, North Dakota and got a chance to be part of that. This is an opportunity for growth-oriented companies to partner with a prudent investor, a firm that's going to do research, they're going to do backgrounds, they're going to find out, is there a market, is this entity got a chance to make a difference, and they're going to partner with them and from a financial point of view, and these organizations potentially can scale and make a big impact, both from a return on investment and hopefully from an opportunity for our state to continue to grow and thrive.
You know, what most excites me about this is the innovation that is already here. It's in our DNA. Look at the ag innovation start here. It's part of the ad farm thing we're going to talk about in a moment, right? I mean, much of the ag revolutionary change that allows us to get these ridiculous yields that, you know, the settlers here could have never envisioned, that you can have this kind of equipment, this kind of GPS precision agriculture and get the yields we get out and say, well, that needs a little more fertilizer, that doesn't, to be smart with inputs, whatever. It came from here, right? I mean, the wheelbarrow was replaced in Rothsay, Minnesota, and eventually sold to some folks in Quinter, North Dakota, and becomes Bobcat. My gosh, this is in our DNA. So you already got the smart people here. You already got real good innovation, great character. They're just not able to access the things that people who think of these ideas elsewhere do, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we are from a region of people that are problem solvers.
Big time. Good way to say it. More with Greg Tavine, CEO of Emerging Prairie. We'll talk about that more. If you have questions or comments, it's welcome. 800-228-0550 or text me. More after this.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Firewood crackle in the fall air, red dirt Bird playing on the radio. Big Dipper hanging high up there. Breathe in the backwoods and let it go. I ain't never been to church.
What's on your mind? Powered in part by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. 60-plus years of service, 3 locations, 5-star service. Gateway Building Systems has gained a hard-earned reputation as a design-build contractor that has the experience, the quality, the reliability, the safety above all. And you know what? The number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. They're locally owned, turnkey convenience, number one in the USA, and they have grain bin storage in stock. So ask about the seasonal discounts, too. I'm going to give you a reason to go to gatewaybuilding.com or call them in just a second here. I was party to a conversation of some folks that wanted to build a storage facility, and they couldn't even get bids. They couldn't get even get somebody to come out and take a look at it. That's why in the environment we're in right now, you need somebody that's big that can do this. And whether it's ag or commercial options, West Fargo, Fergus Falls, Jamestown, chat with one of their team members, 800-747-4499, or online at gatewaybuilding.com. Back with Greg Tavien, CEO of Emerging Prairie, talking about, I believe, the signature issue that will come out of the legislative session this year, and that is a more purposeful use of the legacy fund earnings for North Dakota innovation, of which there is a lot. And Greg has, I think, explained this well. Paint a picture. If I hand you a blank canvas and you got your brushes there, what do you see this ultimately leading to? What is the big win for North Dakota taxpayers that have given this bounty to the Legacy Fund?
Well, I think history is important, and if you go back to the formation of the Legacy Fund, there was innovation and technology that led to capital formation in the oil and gas industry. And elected officials, community members came together and said, let's aggregate these funds and put them together and let's put them to work. And here we are now being able to utilize the principle of the Legacy Fund to be invested, just like the rest of the fund is being invested. This money isn't sitting in a bank account getting a low percentage interest. It's being invested prudently. And now this fund, $250 million, is available. So there's a firm that's been hired out of Chicago, 50 South Capital. They've got the 1889 Growth Fund. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be looking for entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs that have a meaningful presence in the state of North Dakota. They're here every day with their teams, or they've got staff and an office here. And they're going to be looking for problem solvers, people that have businesses that want to grow. These aren't organizations that are going to be serving their neighbors. These are organizations that serve national and global audiences, and it excites me. It's going to bring attention here. It's going to bring energy. Innovation breeds innovation. I believe entrepreneurship is regenerative because somebody's going to get funded and have a great outcome. There's going to be a wealth creation event. People that were part of that are going to say, I want to do that too. And I think it's going to stimulate activity. It's going to change our ability to recruit talent here. It's going to change our ability to tell a new story for North Dakota or build on the stories of the past. And I believe what it'll do is it'll get young people to say, wow, if I want to start that thing, there's people here that have done it before. There's capital formed. I think it's important to look at use cases in the relative recent environment. Look at Jake and Ryan from Now Bushel. These were college kids that were running around as mobile apps were coming online. They were building software. Jake hired his brother who was in high school in Rolla, North Dakota, and they're building apps for people. Then they go to the Research and Tech Park. Now they got 200-plus employees downtown Fargo. They just raised $47 million to grow this platform across the country and to other parts of the world.
And something very basic in saying, let's do something with the elevator that revolutionizes you bringing your products to the elevator. Right?
Let's digitize agriculture. Yep. But the unique story is Jake and Ryan found some funding here, but a tremendous amount of their money had to come from outside the region. There wasn't organized capital for folks that wanted to do what they thought was possible.
And again, what they thought possible, is working, and the big winner were people from somewhere else because they believed in them. Why not have that be the big winner in North Dakota and taxpayers?
Absolutely. One of their first investors right now on the cap table has an 18x multiplier on his original investment. I'll take that. That would change my family's life. And it's so fun to think that North Dakota, the citizens of North Dakota, are going to have a regenerative income stream when these entrepreneurs are funded, and if they have a great outcome. And some won't, but some will. And it's going to come back to the state, and it's going to be an evergreen fund. And those funds are going to be reinvested into entrepreneurial opportunities. And I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. And there's cynics out there. There's going to be people that are concerned. But I think what it's important for everybody to know, I went through the entire testifying process, watched the House, watched the Senate. The House is a little more interesting. I'd encourage folks to watch House sessions. They're a little more lively. But the key word was prudent. Prudent investing. This is not giveaway money. I don't think the citizens of North Dakota should be worried that $250 million is going to be given away to people with an idea.
No, and there were, you know, people see a fund like that and they say, hey, what is my piece of that? What can I do? If we put this in, we can do that, right? But the hard stop on all of that is the State Investment Board. And Grant Sanford, former I. Bailey consultant and CPA and, CFO for a major trucking company, moved back to North Dakota, small town mayor, is now our lieutenant governor. He chairs that. So all of the investment board members have a role in that. It's very important. Yeah. And as you say, they go out and hire people who vet these deals all the time.
Yeah, and it's exciting that 50 South was selected. 50 South has done this in Indiana. They've done this in Illinois. They have a track record. And I just get so encouraged to think this is a new tool in our toolkit. It's not for everyone. But if there are folks out there saying, what's my piece of it? Well, fantastic. Think of an idea. Think of a company you want to build. Get going on it. Solve a problem. Get customers. Build a team. That's what 50 South is going to be looking for. They're going to be looking for great teams that have customers, that have a path to success. That's great. Everyone should be thinking about how they can participate.
I often think about the ag innovation that's happened here that we touched on earlier, and then connect that to, a lot of the things that you do in problem solving in innovation can transfer to other industries. So we have this robust oil and gas industry. A lot of people that are in manufacturing here that can come up with great ideas for agriculture could transform that to oil and gas. And all of a sudden you're doing that all across the world. So that's just one idea, but there's so many.
I went out to Ron Ness's conference, the Western Basin Conference. Wow, you see a group of folks in a big industry, and there's a tremendous amount of opinions on that industry. But the reality is there's a tremendous amount of smart people trying to solve problems more effectively, more efficiently, safer. There's a lot of parallels. It's transportation. It's marketing. There's a wide variety of things that are happening. And then you throw the governor's challenge with making the state carbon neutral, and regardless how you feel about that, it's going to lead to activity, and markets are changing, and there's entrepreneurs out there waking up every morning thinking about how are we going to solve this problem.
And dream, folks, just dream and know that we are no longer capital starved. There are people willing to fund good ideas and problem solving, and there's a lot of problem solvers in the sound of my audience. Within the sound of my voice, rather. 20 seconds. Tell me what you're doing at Ad Farm tomorrow.
So Grand Farm tomorrow is a fun event.
I said Ad Farm. I keep saying Ad Farm. It's Grand Farm. Roger Ryerson appreciates the plug, but it's Grand Farm.
And Ad Farm is a great partner of Grand Farm, so we appreciate them as well. Tomorrow at the Grand Farm, there's going to be an opportunity where Nick Flom and the Northern Plains Test Site, the state has invested in their innovation and their technology. So they're going to be having a public event, I think at 11:30 tomorrow morning out at Grand Farm, where they're going to be sharing what's going to happen. What did the state of North Dakota invest in the Northern Plains Test Site to support innovation in unmanned systems as it relates to agriculture. So Lieutenant Governor will be there. A bunch of policymakers will be there. It'll be south of Fargo near Horace out at the Grand Farm.
All right, look for the signs. I'm going to be out there and encourage you to be as well. Greg Tavine, CEO of Emerging Prairie. Thank you. Vince is here from Hot Springs Plaza, Pool Tables 2. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard, wellness, and a hot tub. And like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Plaza, Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck 2.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended an effort to reach an infrastructure compromise with several Senate Republicans after progress stalled Tuesday. GOP complaints were focused on raising taxes to pay for the bill. Biden is now shifting his focus to a separate set of negotiations. A mystery woman in the Mexico City reporters pool Tuesday, identified as a Univision reporter, gushed all over Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. For me, it's an honor because I actually got to vote for the first time as a nationalized citizen, and I voted for you.
Univision denied the woman worked for them, and turns out she was not who the White House thought she was. Video game Fortnite's newest season is here, and it brings some serious star power. For Chapter 2, Season 7, Fortnite players will get their own customizable alien, as well as Superman and Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Sunset through a windshield, I can see it now, like a picture in a frame. Blue jeans and t-shirts, who we wore it like a name. I wish I could go back to those days when the town was the whole world and love was the thrill next.
I wish freedom was a bigger highway these days. Seems like kind of a no-brainer, but, you know, like Christy Nome always tells us, this shouldn't be so hard. Why is this so hard?
Why is this so difficult?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, it may be the biggest cover-up ever. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? Did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth tonight. Newsmax, Cortez and Pellegrino. Did you know Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable channel in America? I love it. I have Roku so I can watch it on demand. I love that. My schedule, right? Which is the only way I can watch TV with my crazy radio schedule, right? More than 30 million Americans are with me. They watch Newsmax on all major cable systems, Dish, DirecTV, not Midco. Let's grow in together. Midco, you got 11 liberal news and information channels, but not Newsmax? Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Put it on. Bump off one of those liberal news channels, you know, end the contract. Look at the fine print. President Trump was on Newsmax last week. Ron DeSantis, Christy Nome. Senator Kramer is getting to be a regular there, but Midco customers not allowed to see it. Call Midco to complain. You can also switch to another service that carries Newsmax, and it's been said that Midco is in negotiations with Newsmax. Newsmax says that isn't true. They also claim Newsmax has an exclusive with other cable providers. Not true. Here's the fact. Every major cable system, everyone, carries Newsmax, and for years Midco refuses to have them, but keeps all the anti-Trump channels. So join with me and millions of Americans turning to Newsmax for real news we can trust.
You see Ron DeSantis at the festival Sunday night down in Florida? Maskless festival? Check it out. He addressed the crowd, too.
My message for other states and other countries. States, open your schools. Let people live their lives. Don't make them wear masks.
Kind of a big response there.
Big time. Christy Nome was in North Carolina, too, along with the president, doing a speech over the weekend. It was really, really good. Is Charlie on? I need to know that in my ear, guys, or find out somehow, some way, if we've got Charlie on. Daniel, have you got Charlie on? Charlie Kirk. All right. Chris Larson, super producer. Could you get on this, sir?
We're efforting that as we
speak. Yes, we're efforting that as we speak. Absolutely. A lot of texts I haven't gotten to anyway. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Yeah, there it is. Right there for you in Slack. Daniel, if you give him a call, that'd be great. I am going to go down this weekend to New Richmond, Wisconsin. Have you ever been there, Jeff?
Grew up on Apple River.
Right.
Go to the Apple River all the time.
So what am I going to find? Never been there. Is this Wisconsin Dells, or is this different?
No. This is right across by Somerset, right up just north of Hudson, if I remember right.
Close to the Twin Cities.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, just across the Hudson.
I saw it was only a four-hour drive from here, and I do that in my sleep. So, I'm going to head down there after the show on Friday. And Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk, Diamond and Silk, Mike Lindell, Sheriff Clark is there, Wisconsin guy. President Trump will be on the Jumbotron. Brandon House will be there. The whole Frank speech team. This is like a mega rally just outside the Twin Cities. I think it's going to be epic. Mitchell was epic with Eric Metaxas and Joe Piscopo and Mike Lindell. And now this lineup is just phenomenal. Phenomenal. You can't even...
It looks like a who's who of conservative voices.
Really, here's my deal. I guard the weekend very, very closely, right? The weekend is family, is time at the lake, and as it turns out, this weekend, Maria's got something going, the kids got something going, so I thought, you know what, maybe I'll break off and help make that happen. So it's going to be great. All the details are at frankspeech.com. The one and only Charlie Kirk here to tell us a little bit about his time there. You are one busy guy. I mean, you got this women's event this weekend. You're doing other events. You're doing a radio show. Do you sleep? Charlie, do you sleep? If Charlie's answering that question, I'm not hearing him, Daniel.
I'm here.
There he is, the one and only Charlie Kirk. How are you, sir?
Good, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good. My question was, do you sleep with everything you have going?
5 or 6 hours a night, but we're moving ahead. We got a republic to save, so
don't we though?
Never an idle moment. So
when you were in Bismarck recently, sold out crowd at the Bell. There was one big takeaway that I took from people that right now are feeling rudderless. President Trump's gone, Rush Limbaugh's gone, and you had some advice for people on how to sort of fill that bucket, if you will. And it was related to school boards. We have four Fargo school board members that are currently being recalled. They're gathering signatures. They have the signatures available to sign at area businesses. They're going to be at Ribfest this weekend. I thought of you when I saw that, because you want people to start at the local level, don't you?
Absolutely. And actually, tonight I'm going to a school board. I'm not going to tell you which one, somewhere in the beautiful state of Arizona, where they're trying to push critical race theory into a community that you wouldn't even expect. And this is exactly what we need to do, Scott, is for citizens to actually start to take their rightful place as co-rulers of this nation. And I'm actually starting to feel some momentum. I gave a whole speech on this yesterday in Arizona in front of about 2,000 fired-up patriots of momentum in physics is force equals mass times acceleration. And I'm starting to see the speed at which our movement is operating and the mass, or how many people, increasing. And so I'm getting hopeful, more and more so by the day, Scott, because that story out of Fargo that you just mentioned, that's exactly what needs to happen.
So, and again, one of the school board members they're looking to recall is pushing critical race theory. The other ones, we have a doctor, a pediatrician, I think she thinks she's the pediatrician for the world. Pediatricians are great, man, right? Anybody that has children, as you will in your future, Charlie, with your lovely new wife, you want a good pediatrician. That's important. But, I get to select my pediatrician. I get to listen to the pediatrician. They help the kids. It isn't as though you can elect someone as a school board member and say, okay, I'm pediatrician for all of the Fargo School District. You don't get to make those decisions. So, there's medical outreach. There's school boundaries. There's a lot of issues that are involved here. And obviously, the masking thing has been another big one as well. But getting involved is the only fix. It's the only fix. It's a channel. And this weekend will be as well. I mean, I think Wisconsin, what were your message going to be along with Mike Lindell and President Trump and Diamond and Silk and Dinesh D'Souza and Sheriff Clark on Saturday on the stage? What are you going to tell folks there, Johnny?
Yeah, what a great event that's going to be. And I love Mike. Mike is great. He's got such passion for our country, and I've known Mike for years. He's a special man. He's a man of God. I really adore Mike. My message is going to be about how we're starting to win. We have now defeated H.R. 1, saying he's not going to support it. D.C. and Puerto Rico are not going to become states in this congressional body, this session. They're not going to get rid of the Electoral College. It doesn't look like they're going to get the sort of wide-sweeping Equality Act, H.R. 5, through. The Democrats now have to govern. We're starting to discover some really troubling things when it comes to Georgia and ballot practices. The audits are moving forward, and Democrats' approval ratings across the country are going down. In McAllen, Texas, we just won. Republicans just won a mayor's race in an 85% Hispanic town. First time in decades a Republican has won there on the city level. So I'm starting to feel that kind of positive movement, as I mentioned earlier, that momentum. And my message this Saturday in Wisconsin is going to say, hey, now we have to put our foot on the accelerator, put our foot on the gas and do so correctly. And there's a variety of different ways that we have to do that. But, you know, Scott, I believe back this last spring, kind of when I spoke out in Bismarck, there are some people that were looking for what to do. How do we find our place? There's less and less of that. Instead, I'm starting to see a renewed spirit, a renewed energy. I believe this summer will be one of action, and I think the Democrats are finally going to be put on defense.
And you talk about foot on the gas. That's where events like Apple River, Wisconsin, New Richmond, Wisconsin this weekend really give you the energy and the critical information you need. And China's going to give you that. Mike does an incredible. If you listen to Mike Lindell from beginning to end related to the lack of election integrity and the interference that came from other places and how these machines that they tell us were fine, there are so many questions. Why Republican governors at a minimum wouldn't want to absolutely be 100% sure? And I heard you say, I forget the term you used of Governor Kemp and Ducey, you were charitable. But, you know, these are Republican governors that have really blown it on the question of, you know, do we know the ballot practices were correct? Was mail-in voting co-opted? Did we have breaches of security? They've blown it, haven't they, Charlie?
Totally. I called them unimpressive.
That was the word. Very good. Very good. Yep.
So we're trying to, yes, thank you for that. Yeah, and I think some of these Republican governors are afraid that they're going to get blamed because they were in charge when all this happened. In the Georgia example, you know, I went through yesterday on your wonderful station that we're talking on right now, really piece by piece of this extraordinary story out of Real Clear Investigation. And Scott, you know Real Clear Politics. They're right down the middle. They have no political bias. Tom Bevin, the whole team there, they're just a facts-driven organization. They are the most neutral news organization that I think is out there, Real Clear Politics. And they have a five-page article I encourage your audience to go through that shows how a Democrat judge in Georgia has now authorized the unsealing of 147,000 mail and absentee ballots. And you go through this story and your eyes start to open. You say, whoa, there are Democrat people that have worked in the county election office for decades that say, you realize that it looks like these ballots were photocopied, that the way that the bubbles were filled in was identical. So for anyone out there that's listening, you've taken maybe a standardized test, maybe an ACT, maybe an SAT test. You don't even fill in all the bubbles the same on your own test, right? One answer to the other, you're moving fast, you're doing things. Imagine thousands of ballots that are filled in precisely the same, 75% of what was called a three-fourths ellipse. What are the chances of that, Scott, when it comes to absentee ballots in Georgia? Now, maybe this is just a coincidence that maybe we're trying to find something where it doesn't exist, or maybe we can use practical judgments and prudence and say, this doesn't look right. How did this happen? And that's exactly why a Democrat judge has decided to unseal that in Georgia.
Yeah, and this is, you'll learn more about this at the MAGA Frank Speech event. It's the Frank Rally, New Richmond, Wisconsin. Details on my Facebook page right now. By the way, you are right now doing a radio show in what was once the Rush Limbaugh slot. And as you mentioned, we are doing a little sampling of that show this week. Charlie was a finalist in our effort to replace Rush Limbaugh. Between 11 and 2, some of these stations will continue with the new Rush Limbaugh show, which will be Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On our air, we're going to hear one of these folks that have been named as finalists, but it's been very enjoyable. You mentioned the show. Keep that cranking. And I also want folks to know Charlie's coming to Fargo on July 14th. So details on that. A new entity, Freedom Matters USA, will be born at that event. Another opportunity for grassroots activism and, you know, taking on all these issues, as well as the expansion of the Center of the American Experiment. So we're looking forward to that July 14th. Mark it on your calendars. God bless, Charlie. We'll hear you in a bit. Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. It's kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and leg. And it really doesn't. In the long run, it's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection of sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com. Two D's in that. RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134 and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, PetroServe USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime of protection at no extra cost. Your new Buick, your new GMC, and late model used vehicles as well. You can get all the details at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Meanwhile, the new Buicks, the new GMCs are arriving daily. I know you've heard stories in the news about manufacturing glitches and stuff, a little crunch in the pipeline. Well, you know what? They're arriving daily, so check them out either at SchwannBuickGMC.com or on the Strip in Mandan at Schwann Buick GMC and Cadillac.
A little more music there, Todd. A little more of the Tommy Two Tone there. Yeah. I wonder if our next guest has ever heard this song before. Probably a few thousand times. Right? But I need the riff. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? All I hear is some slight background music there. There you go. Perfect timing. Janet Jenny. The director of teacher education at the College of Education and Human Development joining us from UND in just a moment to talk about the latest developments in teacher education at UND. Online programs are a feature that you need to know about in teacher education. So stay tuned for that moments away. Today is Wednesday, which means at Petro Serve USA, you have a lot of Swedish meatballs in your future. That's right. Valley City or West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The Swedish meatballs being served up today for home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Yulin finally got my memo. They're doing scalloped potatoes without the ham. Sorry, pork producers. Don't like ham in my scalloped potatoes. It ruins it.
What?
But
What?
I know. Oh, I'm a little weird.
I know, loud.
Beef tips in Glendon.
What's next?
Lasagna, also in Valley City, or at MP Downtown Fargo. Beefy noodle on 12th Avenue North today. And a little chef's choice at I-29 in Harwood.
Home take cooking. The ham out if you don't like it.
Cram it. Right. I know, but then there's the work for it.
Pick it out. I like it. Kevin and I
don't
like
want to get into details now, but I had an experience with ham that I saw twice. I'll just say when I was young. And so now when I just see it in the scalp, it just ruins everything. Sorry. Okay. More details than you needed.
Jenny, I didn't realize there was a ham horror story, but okay.
There you all go. Right. That's what it is. Jenny, is it Bladlow or Bladlow? How do you say your last name, Jenny?
My last name is Blado.
Blado, yep. Got it. Blado. Thanks for joining us. Jenny, have you ever heard that song before that the guys wanted to play for you to welcome you to the program?
Oh, absolutely. Like you had said, I think that maybe a few hundred or 2,000 times.
Right. That's Todd's gift to you. Jenny. Okay. Jenny is the director of teacher education at the College of Education and Human Development at the University of North Dakota. We're going to talk about new developments. There's a lot of schools going online these days. Let's maybe start here, Jenny. The pandemic is obviously changing how students attend class and learn. Let's talk a little bit about how the education field changed in the last years and what skills future teachers need to possess. What are the skill sets that say this is perfect?
So certainly things have changed since the pandemic. Previously, thinking about online education and teachers teaching remotely, sure, we had it kind of pieced together through certain courses because we did have some candidates that were coming through the program with the end goal of being an online teacher in the handful of online programs throughout the state or throughout the nation. But obviously, after the pandemic, during the pandemic, I should say, we were forced to really think about, how education is going to change in the future and what that means for our courses at UND. So now we are at a place where each of our courses, for example, like we have a learning environments course. Well, instead of teaching our teacher candidates about learning environments in face-to-face classrooms, you better believe there is a unit on what does that mean in a remote environment. So anything from that all the way like up to our methods courses where our students are out into the schools for up to 60 hours a semester, we think about, methodology and what does teaching look like, not only, again, in a face-to-face setting, but what does it look like online? So we've really kind of tried to see the silver lining through this pandemic and thought about what can we do to implement online teaching strategies in our existing curriculum.
Good for you. What advice would you have for somebody considering a career in teaching? What should they possess in the way of skills for the future?
Yeah. I think that's it's a great question, and there's probably 1,000 different answers. But I think in my own experiences of K-12 teaching, kind of the main takeaways would be, you need to be flexible and you need to have a great sense of humor because, at least for me working in middle schools, those students are coming in each day with some different baggage and some different experiences and attitudes and hormones and everything in between. So I think it's just important to have, a sense of humor and to be able to laugh through if you make a mistake, realizing that you're on stage and students are watching how you're reacting and kind of troubleshooting through any obstacles throughout the day.
And those are the things that connect so well with students. I mean, as I look back on my ancient, interaction with public education, I remember the teachers that had fun, that had a sense of humor, that, sort of turned down the temperature and all the tension. Absolutely. Few seconds left here. I do want to know about the accelerated bachelor's to master's degree. Tell us why those are important to offer right now.
Yeah. So really, our faculty, we're trying to brainstorm, you know, how can we better serve rural communities, you know, that are remote and maybe don't have an equal access to education, at least college education. We thought about our tribal colleges and tribal communities and really just students from across the nation. And we thought, you know, putting together accelerated programs offer a lot of teacher candidates to come in with an associate's degree or, you know, a few courses, and they hop right in, and it's accelerated, so it's a little bit more intense than a typical traditional four-year bachelor's degree would be.
And by the way, if you got that associate degree from one of the tribal colleges or community college degrees, what a great way to, very beneficial to make that step. Gosh, good stuff, Jenny. Thank you so much for the time today. Gotta go, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.